Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne has 3. Luke and Paula each have 2.
We have flipped a coin, and Paula has elected to go second. That means, Luke, you are up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, Supreme Court Justice Blank was hospitalized after breaking her ribs in a fall.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Right. On Tuesday, a judge ordered that Cesar Sayoc be held without bail for allegedly sending blanks to Hillary Clinton, President Obama, and CNN.
Pipe bombs.
Right. Calling the election too close to call, Stacey Abrams refused to concede the race for governor of blank.
Georgia.
Right. On Tuesday, Fox News issued a statement saying that it did not condone blank's appearance at a Trump rally in Missouri.
Sean Hannity.
Right. A man in Florida was injured this week after he climbed into a pit of blanks wearing blanks.
Voters wearing a ballot.
No. He climbed into a pit of Crocs wearing Crocs. At an auction held on Thursday, the wheelchair of scientist Blank sold for almost $400,000.
Stephen Hawking.
Right. On Wednesday, Vince Gilligan and Bryan Cranston both confirmed that a movie based on the hit show Blank was in the works.
Breaking Bad.
Right. This week, a woman in Salt Lake City who was charged with embezzling from her employer said she only did it so she could pay off Blank.
The expensive pair of Crocs her husband had recently lost.
No. She says that she embezzled from her employer only so she could pay off the debt she owed from embezzling from another employer. Back in 2013, Tina Delgado was charged with embezzling over $100,000 from a financial management company and was ordered by the court to pay restitution. She wanted to make things right, so she did what any of us would do. She got a job at a spa and started embezzling money from them to pay the other job back. She's now been charged with stealing another $100,000, but she's pretty sure she can set things right if that financial management company will just take her back. Bill, how did Luke do on our quiz?
6 right, 12 more points, total of 14 to slip into the lead.
That's pretty good there, Paula. You are up next. Fill in the blank. This week, the president of blank said that the country would ignore new oil sanctions imposed by the U.S.
Iran?
Yes. Following Tuesday's election, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib became the first two blank women elected to serve in Congress.
Muslims.
Right. Despite new tariffs, imports from blank rose by 16% this year.
I don't know, maybe China?
Yes. On Tuesday, Michigan became the 10th state to legalize blank.
Pot?
Yep, recreational pot. This week, a 69-year-old Dutch man asked a judge to legally change his age to 45 on official documents so he can blank.
Attend preschool.
No, so he can attract more women on Tinder.
Oh, yeah.
On Thursday, Elon Musk formally stepped down as the chairman of blank.
A Tesla.
Right. On Sunday, Mary Kitani of Kenya claimed her 4th victory in the blank marathon.
New York.
Right. This week, a woman who found the engagement ring that her boyfriend was planning to propose to her with shared her excitement by tweeting a picture of it with the caption, blank.
No way.
No. She said, ooh.
Oh, jeez.
Not a fan. I know.
Well, it had his grandma in there.
Yeah. So she tweeted. She found the ring. She's like, oh, my God, he's going to propose to me with this piece of whatever. So she tweeted a picture of it, and she said, not a fan. Can someone tell me how to tactfully say I won't marry you until you buy something different? After seeing the post, her boyfriend did decide to trade up for a better model and is now happily enjoying life with his new girlfriend. Bill,
wow.
How did Paula do in our quiz?
This race is so close. 6 right, 12 more points, 14. They are tied.
All That's right. An automatic recount.
Yeah.
For the record.
How many then, Bill, does Roxanne need to win?
6 of them.
Here we go, Roxanne. This is for the game. On Thursday, police identified the gunman who opened fire at a bar in blank.
In California.
Yes. This week, the FCC demanded that telephone companies take action to block blank.
Spam
yeah,
calls.
Robocalls. Yeah. On Thursday, the CDC reported that 164 people were made sick by a blank outbreak caused by raw turkey.
Salmonella.
Right. A juror in the trial of drug kingpin El Chapo was suspected of bias and dismissed after he blanked.
Is this the one that said that he lied because he didn't want to be on it?
No,
that
this is the guy who asked El Chapo for an autograph. Prior to the midterm, social media site Blank said it had removed 115 accounts over possible election meddling.
Facebook.
Right. This week, a third man claimed to have sustained serious injuries thanks to an exploding blank.
An exploding penis enhancer.
Best case scenario.
Was it a beer?
It was, in fact. It was an exploding bottle of Corona. Bottles of Corona beer have been exploding around the country. We found now the real threat from coming from south of the border. 2 bartenders were injured when a case exploded. And now a California man says he cut his leg when a bottle went off like, quote, a glass hand grenade. Authorities are urging the public to use caution when handling Corona bottles and reminding you, under no circumstances should you light your lime wedge on fire before sticking it in there. Bill, did Roxanne do well enough to win?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. She got 11, but yeah. We have
okay.
Two champions.
Paula and Luke. Congratulations.